Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome, everybody, and I hope you're ready for a fun Sunday, because this is Psychics Gone Wild. We have, and I say we, me and a new host that you've not heard before with a phenomenal guest today on the show, talking and helping you with those psychic questions and those readings. I hope you're ready, and do understand Psychics Gone Wild is a fun promotional opportunity for each and every individual to get that few minutes with that psychic, to get the questions answered, and more importantly, to find out where your involvement and your life path is taking you. So anyone that's tuning in today, remember to call 773-897-6461. I want to welcome you guys that are in the chat room today. We are with no one in there, so you're welcome to go in. Please chat nicely. And remember that you need to call in the show, and I'm putting the phone number in there to get. I know some of you guys don't have a phone, so if you don't, then you need to get a hold of us at psychicsgonewild.com and get a reading that way. We only have that type of reading. So unfortunately, we can't read in the room. And if you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Unless you're able to give us the vibration of your picture, your date of birth, or something that we can look at, we are to be very precise, to be accurate, and to be on. We want to need to have those things. It is Sunday, and I will be taking a few calls, but more importantly, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be discussing a little bit about the psychic world, and I need to know, because those of you tuning in August, we will be Psychics Gone Wild is going to the dogs. We're going to be helping those organizations and helping those animals that need the homes. So we're going to be putting out some pictures, marketing, working with it, getting out there in the public. So any of you individuals who listen to our regular shows, remember to put in and ask the your neighborhood and different places that you can help to be able to not only get an animal, but to work with it. I am working assertively here in Tampa and have some other friends that I'm going to be working with in California and some other individuals. So without more ado, I know those of you who tuned in, I'd like to introduce our new and phenomenal family member of Psychics Gone Wild, Chris, the intuitive. Chris White, are you here tonight? He's not able to get in, so obviously we take that as a sign. I'll just go ahead and go on with the show. His Skype isn't working, and we all know how that can be a little frustrating. So go ahead and continue on with all of you guys that are calling in. We love to have you call in. I'm going to be bringing in April Ashbrook. So those of you who know with her, be ready this next week coming up. American Certified Psychic, worked with the individual, worked with me, Jethro, and Patty Negri. Phenomenal person, very positive, very good in tune, ready to help and be that person for you that you need. So if you guys have a chance, remember to take and do that and go ahead with it and begin to do it, because what we want to do is we want to contact and have that really fun time. So those of you tuning in today, we will be doing a little bit of the readings, but I want you to knock to me a little bit about and send me at psychicsgonewild.com your emails or your questions about your psychic pet. Starting out today, we have Melba over here in Wisconsin. Jethro, I know that cats are very intuitive, but I think that people forget about the four-legged friends also with it, and that is their counterpart, sometimes the dogs. I have a golden retriever who's able to heal my husband. My husband has had some severe physical problems for the last 4 years with his back. My dog, Maitra, sits on his feet and lays there and helps him. After Maitra has done this, she will react like she's actually taken some of the energy from him, and then later I will notice that Maitra has seemed to have pulled the energy of my husband and is feeling better. So those of you that are tuning in, remember, if you have one of those psychic animals and you're able to go with that, please never never doubt with your animal. You know it, and I know it, that what we can also do is we can get them together working in that way. So always make sure and have that energy there to be able to do that work and see that. So we welcome all of you that's tuning in. This is PsycheSgoneWild.com and Psyche's Gone Wild with Jethro Smith. And today with Chris. Chris, can you hear me now?
No.
Oh, we can hear you.
You can hear me? Well, I can't hear you.
Oh, my gosh. Chris is not able to get his Skype to work. Those of us who know Skype, you look on the right side there, and it should be the microphone says it's on whatever your headset is and your speaker. If you click on that little stairs. Okay, so we can hear him, but he can't hear us. So unfortunately, we're going to have to go with that. I will just go ahead today and go with what we've got and welcome all of you guys that are calling in. 410, how are you? This is Psyche's Gone Wild with Psyche Jethro. How are you, 410?
Good, how are you?
Good. I'm welcoming here, and I'm going to have Chris. Chris is going to be reading with us. He's going to have to call in on his telephone number at 773-897-6461. And this is Kathy. It's good to hear you, Kathy.
Yeah, long time no talk to.
Yeah, it's good. Have you been out there working and going wild and having everything happen?
Yeah, I listened to Janine and Patty the other night on her new show.
Oh, yes. I heard that she's doing so well. It's so good to see her back again. I know that she was having a lot of other situations, and she does so much that Janine has, you know, got more irons in the fire of helping people than all of us, you know.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, the class of hers was so phenomenal. When we took the class, it was one of those classes that was so good. Have you gotten the chance yet? I know, Kathy, you were looking at some healing.
I haven't really found a class yet. I mean, other than good. The Reiki class, and I've just been reading books and meditating.
That's excellent. I'm so glad you're doing that. And Chris will be calling in here in a little bit, a few minutes. We'll have him read. But until he does call the Psyche's Gone Wild number, he can call in on his telephone to reach us. I'll just go ahead, Kathy. What question do you have, and what can I help you with tonight?
I wanted to know what's coming up on my spiritual journey.
Oh, excellent. And I needed for the guys to have permission to read you, so will you give me your first name?
Kathy.
Okay, great. I welcome you, Kathy, and I'm trying to pick up the energy here. They're telling me that it is some of the learning, it is some of the other development, but the guys are also expressing to me that you've also acknowledged some of your other work and some of your ways to go into this, and so you're also experiencing another part of the level of it. So just reading from your voice and through the phone here, I can say that there's going to be two other strengths that's going to come up, and both of those developments are choosing that you want to do, and that's what they're showing me there. They're also telling me that in your path that you also have been holding back a little bit because of something physical that's going on with you. The material world in your life is balancing it out.
Mm-hmm. Physical, you mean illnesses? Is that what
yes.
you mean? Well, yeah, I keep getting rashes, and they say I have a autoimmune disease, and they can't put a finger on it. What kind? It's a non-specific disease.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm feeling, and the guys have said this is the other strength that's happening for you. And so as you're developing and your life is going into another work there, you know, we're going to go ahead and see that with you, Kathy. We thank you for calling in Psyche's Gone Wild, and it's good to have a long time no see. You know, it's just been so many people and so much things happening. It's good to hear from you again.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. This is Psyche Jethro and Chris White, Intuitive. Chris White, can you hear me?
Yeah, I think I can hear you now.
Excellent. We can hear you, and welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. You're one of our new family members and hosts, and obviously there's always a good reason when the guides decide to hold back with a person. Chris, tell them a little bit about you. Tell them why you're intuitive and what makes you want to do this kind of work.
Well, I worked with had a landscaping company for about 30 years and worked out in worked with nature, and it kind of developed a ability to kind of pick up and sense kind of empathically, you know, about people's feelings and stuff. And I've been studying this for about 10 years. And I just picked up on it.
I love it, and I welcome you. And we've got a lot of people tuning in today, and they're going in and come out, and they're saying that we've got a lot of individuals that want to go ahead and call in. And it's good, Chris, to hear with you. This is excellent. Everything's perfect, and I know that you're going to be on one of our shows with us, and everything's going to be helping with it. And working here, Chris, I've worked with you as a teacher, and know you have a lot of aptitude. Tell everybody a little bit about the cards you use. I know you use a unique set of cards, and you use them to read with.
Yeah, I've got about five decks of cards that I use, Oracle cards, and I mostly use John Holland's deck, but I'm looking at some of the other ones now but John Holland is the one I'm most familiar with, and I use my pendulum whenever I get into situations where I'm trying to pick up more information than the cards.
And excellent. When you're looking at the energy of what's happening here today, those of you guys tuning in, these are the times. Those of you tuning in today, this is Psychics Gone Wild, and we're ready to go. If you haven't went on to PsychicsGoneWild.com or had a reading by us, we will be working with those of you that are our members. We have a lot of you that are beginning to be our members. Remember to go to PsychicsGoneWild.com if you're ready to be a member of the Wild Group. If you like to call in, we love to have you. But as members, you do get preference. You're able to get in real quick. You get actually more minutes on the phone and everything. How do you become a member? You go to Psychics Gone Wild and you put in, yes, it's free, but you got to go there, because if you don't go there, we don't know you. And that's what we're working on, because we are a group of individuals that are out to help everyone, but we have had such a limited time lately. Chris, I know that you've been working with a lot of individuals here in Tampa without giving any names away, because we work in an open group, but in confidentiality. Wouldn't you say that individuals are more psychically aware this year than they have been in other years?
Oh yeah, it seems like every place we go, and if we mention that's what we're doing, that we're psychics, they want to question us, and it's almost like they want to give they want us to give them a reading. But we actually met a couple people this afternoon that want, that whenever you got your dog, that were interested in, wanted your card, wanted some reading. So yeah, everybody's interested in that.
Love it. And all of you guys tune in. This is Psychics Gone Wilder. Grabbing those phones, we're going to turn around and grab a phone here. We have 224. Would you like a Psychics Gone Wild reading, 224?
Hi, my name is Felix. How are you?
Great, Felix. I can feel you're a very positive person. I'm glad you called in, and yes, we're here, me and Chris, ready to give you a reading, but we have to tell you today we're having a little bit of clear audience and things, so we need you to narrow it down for us and give us a subject or what you want to look at.
Well, separated, divorce, recently divorced, so I'm trying to see area that I could improve in the next couple of weeks.
Very good. Here, I will start, and then Chris will go behind me with it. I am seeing that there's an improvement. I'm seeing the color around you of not only Chris is better sometimes with this than seeing the other energy, but I can tell there's energy happening around you that's very light blue, which tells me communication. And this is a good, not only a good break for you with the new beginning, but it is where you now have your say back in your life. And they're showing me very positive. But I got to apologize to you. Was the person you were with attractive blonde? Because I keep seeing a blonde.
Kind of blonde, not too blonde, but she's Hispanic. But this person has been treating me very badly for the last 8 years marriage. So I even have the sensitive where she kind of having an affair for the last couple of years. So I don't know if you're able to capture that.
Welcome with it. That makes sense to me. That's why I'm seeing the other energy here. And they're showing me that there's still a little bit of links there. I would do it definitely, when you do the vows, everyone knows it, even though they go through divorce, and the Bible does believe in it. You got to make sure you sit down and get rid of those vows, because I'm still seeing her energy around. She was abusive to you. I feel so sorry, my friend. It's so hard to have a relationship when you put your heart out and they hurt you.
That's correct. That's correct. That's correct.
Chris, here, what are you feeling for? I feel the X.
Yeah, I just I feel like that love chakra area has just been kind of hurt, pounded on and stuff. And my suggestion would just be to kind of do some meditation, relaxation exercises, and try and get in touch with your kind of spiritual side and see if it can't lead you somewhere that will help you find somebody else. Actually,
okay. Okay.
and you feel this other person. It feels like there was still someone else that you asked if she was cheating on you, and it, they're showing me now with this other divorce that she, there's other people that was always around. She had other, she had another lifestyle that she was having at the same time.
Yes, I think so. What is she doing right now? I mean,
I feel like that now she's glad you're, not to be rude, she's kind of glad in one way that you're out of the way with other things, but in the same boat, she's missing some of the financials, what they're saying.
Oh, okay. Because I'm worried about my daughter. I don't care about whether she's due or not, but I have a daughter with her, 7-year-old, so I'm really kind of very, you know, very shocked because I don't know where my daughter's going to be in terms of me and my daughter relationship and kind of the situation and so on. So are you able to guide me down that area?
I am, and Felix, I definitely would like to, I would suggest with you not only to do one of the times that Psyche's Gone Wild with one of us, but to pick that time and do the full time, because then you can get really intimate, private there. There is some things you need to know. They're telling me that this is not an easy battle. There's some other stuff coming up that's going to be there. To have one of us psychics sit down and work with you one-on-one, not over the air, but really in private, because there's other stuff that's going there that you need to know, and you want to be in the best area for your daughter. And I'm glad you called us. I'm sorry we don't have the time, but thank you for calling Psyche's Gone Wild, and we will try to help you and get a hold of one of us. You do have our 800 number. It's 844-935-7200, and then just leave your name and telephone number and which psychic you'd want, and we'll have them contact you.
I will do. Thank you so much for the offer.
Thank you for calling. We are gone wild, and this is me and Chris, and we're taking them out, and we're putting the energy in, and we're doing what we need to do. I hope you guys are ready. I'm going to share something with you that's a little different about us, but really cool. We both are November 12th birthdays. That's the third November 12th birthday we've had on Psyche's Gone Wild. Those of you remember the uniqueness of my son, Ryan, November 12th birthday, who was on our first shows. Well, now Chris is here as a friend, and his birthday is also November 12th. So what I'm saying is, if you're ready to have fun and talk with us on the show, have an astrology question, just want to go wild, call 773-897-6461. It's Chris's new show, and I hope he's having fun. He seems happy. We're going to grab a phone and see who else is. 313, what about you and me? What, 313?
Hi.
Hi, welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I have it a little crazy with the phone. Can you hear it? It sounds like somebody's pulling a bird's tail, and he doesn't want it.
I love your laugh.
Thank you. I love it, and I know you've called in before. I remember you. I'm glad you called in.
Yes, Sherelle. Last time I got in, I couldn't get in the last couple of times.
Oh, and we've been having such phone things that we've had people getting in and kicked and out. And we had a big joke last week that they ended up working out a system with us that they're helping us with our iTunes because of that reason. A lot of people couldn't get in. It's just we're clearing it out.
Especially last week.
Yes, I have a new blood pressure problem. I named Blood Duck. Sherelle, what question you got for us?
Do you know when me and this guy is going to have a serious commitment or marriage?
Okay.
What are guys? The guy is telling you that Michael.
Michael and Sherelle, when you first are going to get together.
The Michael.
Oh, well, I've read for you. Look, Chris, what are you feeling about Sherelle and the Michael? Let's talk and see what Chris is picking up about these lovers when he feels they're going to get together.
Yeah, I'm feeling feeling positive about it. I my love chakra kind of got zing where you said his name, so I'm feeling some positive energy in that relationship.
It's very good. And you said when. Now, this is the hardest thing we have in time and date. I'm seeing leaves, and they're turning, so I would say probably the fall, and then I'm feeling a new number. Would you say September, Chris? Does that feel right, or more October? What do you feel there?
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I think it'll be. Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be before the end of the year. It's October, somewhere in that round, you know, before Christmas.
Now, would this be like just a final? Because we've been on and off for 6 years now. Now, is this just going to be final, or is it going to be on and off again, or would this be a time where we finally commit and marriage and everything come along?
That's a good one. I think both of us are feeling that would be more intense or more working with it, more things together. I think that's what we're feeling. It's going to get more serious. That's what we're saying. And I do feel that this relationship is going to be more of a strengthen, but it's like a do or die. Either we're going to be, and then I see you guys getting real strong, and like we were picking up a little later on, and then it's staying together is what I'm getting.
I hope so.
Well, I'm so glad you called, Sherelle. We love you dearly. And, you know, never put in seconds in a while. We're giving away prizes every day.
Okay, all righty. I support you all.
Thank you. We love you. Those of you that tune in, remember to put out our name and give it to your friends and other people to call in. That's the best way to also do it. I had a friend tell me that they shared my name on Facebook and was teased mercifully about, was there a real Jethro? Yes, there's a real Jethro. Call this number and find out now. We want to and need to help a lot of people, so we're trying to get through as many of you as we can. And I say we. If you haven't tuned in lately, Mondays is Gary Wimmer with Lithmacy, phenomenal reader who was on the other side and came back, scared the person there. The ambulance driver didn't know what was going on when the man raised up off the street after he'd been hit and was declared legally dead. There's Gary Wimmer. He's on Mondays. If you're ready to go really intense wild, then get on Tuesdays. DC Love. She's going to love you, but she's honest, and she grabs the angels by the hand and walks with them with her friend Eileen Boychard. Both of those two women are phenomenal. Then if you haven't had enough, grab on to Wednesday's Psychic Jethro Night. Truly here with my best friend Melissa Berman. She brings it on. She's an intense reader, numerologist, has for years studied the nutrition part of this, and is very phenomenal, musically gifted, phenomenal, American certified. Going into Thursday nights, you still want more? There's Jethro right back with his other best friend, Dina Flanagan, born with the gift, healer in Maine. You never know with Dina, but Dina will tell you like it is. 5'1", tiny but dynamite. Every day she does this healings with helping save people's lives. Mystic Haven has now flew over there. She is a white Wiccan. Be careful. She will not play with you. If you're ready for magic and the real thing, Mystic Haven is where the raven about the haven. Deliberately, then, we add at the end of the week the best of the best, the wildest of them all, American Federation number one in mediumship, tarot, readings, crystal ball, 3,000 and million some likes, and that is Patty Negri. So if you're ready for the Friday, if you're ready to go fun, grab your phone and call in, because then you have Patty Negri. Also coming in right behind that with American Certified Positive Individual who's been gifted in reading in many areas is April Ashbrook, our newest family one. Then we've got Saturdays. Saturdays is funner than all you've had on the weekend. We've got Jan Bach-Drakey. She's a totem reader, lovely, phenomenal person who's individually helped save people and found missing persons throughout the United States of America. And her co-buddy from the unseen world, Don't You Get the Stars in Your Eyes, Linda Irwin, the alien lover that knows how to bring them in because her and the ETs have been friends for years. She's got them coming to her house. We love her. She's our friend, and she's always here for us. Then we're going to add Chris White, the intuitive, who also has some phenomenal abilities, able to read cards, and in his spare time still is actively out there putting the light out for everyone. So if you haven't been gone wild, get ready to go wild, because now I've got a surprise for you. We're adding two more new surprise people. Who will they be? One of them you've heard on the show. He's called in a couple times. You don't even understand that he was a Blu-ray and called in and got his advice from Psychics Gone Wild. Jethro is in the process of getting one of our listeners on the show. So surprise, surprise. We also are working aggressively and assertively of having some special guests. So make sure PsychesGoneWild.com is part of your life. Now that you've heard all the commercial, let's get to the fun of this show. 678, let's go. Psychics Gone Wild, let's do it. How are you, 678?
Hey, Jethro, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm good. I spoke to you back in January about relationship I was in, and that relationship did end, and it wasn't too long before I was in another relationship. I'm just trying to see, what do you see for that relationship? Because we've had a pretty challenging day.
Oh, my goodness. And I thank you. So I was right again, huh? You're calling back, and I love that. And I got to tease you. What's your first name?
Tamika.
I have to get permission from the guides to read you, because in word, otherwise I'm scanning. That's bad. Tamika, they tell me with the relationship with you when I'm seeing it, I feel that there is something going a little odd there with that relationship. There looks like there's some other people that are in your business or something. There's something going on here with other individuals that are trying to get in your business. You have the word competition, and I don't think it's a good thing for you. You have a little bit of a temper, and I feel that you've got people that are just playing some kind of a game. They know that you've got a temper, but there's something going on there is what I feel.
What do you mean? Like, when you say competition and playing the game?
I feel like there's some other ladies trying to get to what's yours is what I feel. And I feel that there's been something there a little bit that he really wants to be with you, but he's got to make up his mind. Don't listen to this other stuff. You've got some people that have been wrapping their things about you or trying to cause silly, and he's got to get more down home and be what he wants to be with you is what I feel. I feel he loves you, but I feel he's still a little bit not certain of what, and you've got some competition, they said, that's trying to get in there.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that because, like, when we spoke in January, you were telling me about, like, the train tracks, and because the guy that I was with at that time, he was, you know, I met him over across the train tracks, and then you were saying how that guy was going to have a tie to those tracks, the new guy that was coming in, and he does. And I think what it was, I think that guy and this guy, I think they have some mutual people that they may not, I don't think they know each other, but I think they have mutual people.
Uh-huh. And I love you in that fact. Thank you for reminding me of what was said. You know, the guys were telling me that, and I know I'm accurate with the guys, but thank you for bringing it up with me because the angels are showing me more.
Yeah, I wrote it down.
See, I told you. You know, Jezero and I'm like, no, I'm real. I'm the real thing, me and Coke. And what I love about it with you that's happening is that I'm seeing this energy with him that I you know, and men are so goofy. I mean, we sit and talk. When you have a good thing, guys, shut up. Don't tell your friend. She's a really good kisser because that friend's going to go, really now? You know, it's like, I told a friend of mine,
okay,
he goes, because you never talk much stuff. And I said, guys are the worst. I mean, you guys think you women, they tease about women talk, and guys are worse. They're saying, oh, my gosh. They're like, well, she's and they've got here. And it's like they're bragging themselves up, not realizing that friend's going, he thinks me like to have China tea, too. You know, it's like, you know, you say she's all kiss and all that. I sure would like some sugar. I've been getting honey, and I think I'm in the mood for upgrades. And I just think, people, and guys are the most gullible thing. As a psychic, I hear this all the time. This, you know, women are like, all of a sudden I've got these fans, and all of a sudden they're doing this stuff. I had a guy tell me, he said, my best friend started being odd to me when we broke up. I said, you had a hot woman. Of course they're odd to you. They're like, remember what you told me? Well, you know, okay, now she's single. I'll be seeing you later. I'll be going to see her, you know. And it's like, what's going on? And that's what I'm getting, and I'm getting another strength here that's happening. I get that you also, that's what the other part of this other competition is, that some of the other ladies realize with you, you're real. When you're out there, they're your man, and that's what I feel that's going on. I do feel that this gentleman, it's ironic with that tracks. It's funny with you and the railroad tracks. I got to tease you.
I know.
It's like, oh, my gosh, you're playing Monopoly over there. We got BB Railroad and the Cool Wild one hitting in the middle of the reading, and somebody's trying to get on, you know, G&O or something. It's like,
right. It's funny because he was telling me, like, to stay away from that area. And, like, one day I happened to go to this little store that was over in that area. And on my way home, I passed and I saw him hanging over in the area. So that's how I put two and two together, and it came out that, you know, he had friends over there and everything.
And I feel that, and I feel the other part of the other development with some of this other stuff that was there. They said this also is going to be a real strengthening for you. I do see another person there with you, and I got to run. They're getting on me. They said I always pick favorites. I did not. I haven't talked to her in months. Leave me alone. Everybody's always trying to tell me what to do.
Right, I need to hear this.
I know, she needs to hear this. We're talking about a love life. Chris, talk to her about a love life before I get in trouble here. I mean, people are watching me like a hawk.
Right, and that's how I feel whenever I'm in that area. Exactly how I feel.
Chris, what do you feel with her? Do you feel that she's going to have this new love? And what's going to happen with this man that's on those train tracks over there? What's he doing?
Yeah, I think I'm feeling definitely that there's an association there and that she's, you need to kind of move on a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
You can move on to him?
Yeah. You know, I am having a hard time. I'm hearing a bunch of echoes on the line. So I'm catching part of the information when you guys are talking and some of it and sometimes not. So,
welcome to Blog Talk. Okay.
Yeah.
So were you picking that up also, Jethro, that I need to
move
on to him?
Yeah, definitely. I'm picking up there's an association there. And I... Actually, I kind of hear things from Michael sometimes, and he's kind of shaking his head no right now, you know, going you're seeing the light there, and so he's kind of going, he's just saying no. So I think you're right, you're on target with how you're feeling about the situation.
Who are you speaking of, Jethro or me?
No, you in your situation with the guy coming in. And
are you saying that another guy is coming in, or are we talking about the guy that?
I think someone. I'm feeling like there's someone else coming in, and that the person you're with is someone that's going to be, you know, that it's not going to work.
Well, no, we actually broke up today. So.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
I just didn't know if it was a situation of where, you know, because it's like it was something like real petty that was like blown up times 100. So I just didn't know whether you were talking about him or somebody new.
No. I was seeing like a group, but when you were talking, I was seeing like a group of people talking, and there's. That you should be looking in another area, kind of. And Michael was kind of like, just shaking his head, no, you know. And I'm just feeling like that you should go ahead and try looking in some different places for people than you've been looking, you know.
Well, I wasn't looking for this one. I didn't meet him. I didn't meet him over there by the tracks. I met him in, because it's a small town that I live in. So I met him in the town. I didn't meet him by the tracks. I found out after.
You don't think he knew about you or anything, huh? Or were you?
No, I met him actually through a friend of his. I don't think he knew anything. I know that there's been people that have been in his ear because he has been telling me that.
Like I said, if it's a small town, especially if it's a small town, you know, people, the word gets passed around and everything. I'd say try some different things, doing some different, you know, going to some different places and stuff. And if it sounds like you're looking, you know, you need to look in some different places.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I'm not coming through real quick. I'm getting a real echo on all the talking and everything. So I'm getting part of the information.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and take a little bit of a technical break and see if we can get this. Those of you who listen to Rose K's I Do Love You, hang on, we'll be right back.
I do.
And now I got to welcome you. This is Psychic Jester. I hope you're enjoying the show because we're enjoying doing it. This is going back to what we used to do. A little bit of readings, lots of talk, lots of fun, a little bit of teaching, a little bit of that stuff. Those of you reading in today, turn in to psychicsgonewild.com to put in your emails. I got an email here from Tim. Tim's asking the Psychics Gone Wild readers, what has happened to the word psychic? Why is people so upset? What is the big thing happening? Well, I'll tell you what's going on, Tim. People are using this word and they're taking it to another level. There's individuals out there who are reading in different ways that are not good. There's people that aren't taking the intent and really asking with their heart to read. There's other individuals who are doing it. But, you know, find the reader that works for you. If you love an intuitive and you love a medium and you love a psychic, then find and work with them. If you've had some experience that isn't, let us know. We all are working together. I've had individuals that we've talked about. If someone's asking phenomenal amounts from you to do this, no, do not do this. Stop, yield, say no. Because what it is this is a gift and ability. You do need a fair amount. I've had some of you ask me through the years. I did this for many years of light amounts and doing it. Now I charge a good fair amount, but I also put that effort forth, and those people are my clients. I'm now taking a few new clients, but a lot of times I have a very strong set system because people that I've been reading for since 1995, them and their children are where I, for years, that's who I read for. So you guys get with that psychic, get with that intuitive, that medium that is good, and get with the one that's got good rapport. Those of you who want to tune in and listen to that, listen to what people are saying. The psychic gave me a good reading. Now we've got computers. Type in their name, type in Google, and if they've been out there on the things, you're going to hear it. Yelp is another good business I promote very highly. It is for business people who do this, and they put down what goes on. Thumbtack, there's another name business. If you want to know, type in that psychic or that reader and then look it up. They will be their referrals. You'll know what people have had actual business dealings with them. So that's how to do it, Tim. And yes, there's a little bit of conflict. For those of you that are turning in with the angels tonight, we are also experiencing a very high volume tonight. This is St. Michael. St. Michael is known for protection to nether work. And what we love with that is my wonderful friend here in Tampa and me are working together doing a new show on Sundays. Chris White, the Intuitive. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying the show.
Great to have you here. We were talking a little bit earlier. Chris is a reader with the cards, is known to work with energy. Chris, when you're sensing with individuals, we have a question here from Denise Marion. When you're looking and sensing with other people, does this sometimes feel like your tummy tickling like butterflies? Because I just want to know, is that why I'm feeling this around people when I get energy, or am I just feeling something different? So, Chris, what do you feel when she's telling you that? Does that make sense to you that she's picking up with her tummy and feeling butterflies?
Yeah. My stomach tells me a lot when when your stomach starts turning a little bit, you know, you're around someone, you're empathically kind of picking up on their energy and being in that energy field, if you pay attention, that's the big thing about being a psychic, just starting to pay attention to what everything around you. And if you just pay attention to your stomach and the butterfly, if you're getting butterflies, yeah, that means something. And it can mean some different things. I would say butterflies to me, though, a lot of times mean something good. But if I get kind of a sick feeling in my stomach, then, you know, it's like it's kind of a dark energy. So that's me, though. With different people, they pick up different feelings in different parts of their bodies. And, you know, Deepak Chopra, he was always saying, you know, pay attention to your body. That was his thing. And so that's what I've tried to do.
I love those of you tuning in. We've got a lot of you guys going, what's happening tonight? Well, we're here and we're having a little fun. We're trying out a different way of doing Psychics Gone Wild in that we're doing it on Sundays. Whoa, that's wild. What's wrong? What were we thinking? We're thinking about helping you. We love it. We want to go together. I had a lot of individuals tell me that you also had some situations happen in your life that made you feel good. And they said that's when things are really going to your level. So if you haven't had a chance or you haven't got with one of us at PsychicsGoneWild.com, do that. Take the time. time, and they said, here's another part of individual. For some reason, a lot of our Facebook is not registered tonight, so we do have a little bit of static and a little bit of things going on, but it's okay because that's why we continue to do this. The people that are here are going to get here. I've got a few on the phone, and we're going to be giving you a few more minutes of reading. We do this for an hour. We're getting down to the 3/4 mark, which means we've went a little wilder than we thought. I had a person ask me yesterday, what was the whole intent of this? Our intent is to help people. As you heard at the beginning of the show, you know, they said that we're also being able to make sure another situation and making sure that those people were also getting out to go. They said that you also had another part of your life that they said will be able to handle that. And they said it's that part of the life, and they said with your other part of energy of making sure that the love is there for you. So, without more rattling, Chris, let's grab those phones and see who else we've got on here that wants a reading today. We've got a 907. You've waited a while. Would you like a reading, Psyche 907?
Hello, yes.
Yes, hello, welcome.
Hello.
This is Jethro and Chris, and you are?
Charlotte.
Charlotte, welcome, Charlotte. I feel like there's something here with your energy, Charlotte, so I'm picking up a little bit of intent. What area do you want to look at?
My question is, I want to know if my brother's girlfriend is manipulating my parents financially.
Oh, okay. We're going to go right there. It's like, there feels a tense. And I do feel with the, no, I feel like there's some tension going on here. And I can tell you that there is something going on with the brother and her together. I feel like that this is a blood link with your brother. And I feel that they are, there's something that's not right. And I'm going to have to ask, unfortunately, because of, I know it's confidential, but over the radio, the people aren't going to know. Can you give me their two names of the brother and the girlfriend?
Yes. Charmaine and Betsy.
Okay, I have to say yes. I have to feel that there is something going. They're also showing that this has been going on for a little while, that they also have been developing some things where they feel like these other people should be giving them something more, and she seems to be backhanded. I don't think your brother knows all of what she's doing. I do feel there's a – I'm seeing a snake and not a good one. I'm seeing that this person is lethal in the fact that what she portrays and what she wants is money.
Right.
And that's what
exactly.
They're telling me.
My parents' money.
Yes, and she doesn't care what anybody else or anyone thinks. It's like she's out for herself.
Okay, because they're coming up to Alaska to visit. Should I be down there?
I do feel that you need to truly the effort for your parents, but it seems like it isn't something else that's going on for them that's also causing this number situation for them, is that they're not only getting everything handled, but they're also they're only making sure that that it's taking out another situation there. I don't think this is good. I got to be honest. I feel yes, you should. Chris, what do you feel she should do with her brother's girlfriend's trying to get her hands in the money?
Well, I pulled some cards and I pulled the material and prosperity cards, spiritual prosperity. But the two that I saw that kind of stuck up was she needs to choose wisely and I pulled firm foundation cards. So I'm feeling like you're on target with how you're feeling with them, but you need to have a firm foundation, when you talk with people, and really choose wisely with your words and stuff when you talk with them. But I'm feeling like, you should intervene, if that's what I'm feeling. That's just what I'm hearing from my guys.
Okay.
I feel so sorry for you, Charlotte. That's got to be a hard one. Did you know this about her when she got around, or is your brother, has this been all just hitting all at once?
No, it's been going on for 10 years. I've been knowing about this for 10 years, and it's getting worse.
Oh, my goodness. They said that you also are dealing with something else. It's not even the whole situation. They said that it's also begun to do another situation for you that they didn't want you to do it. They said you can... they said that no matter what you're going into, they said that you're not wanting this to happen, but it seems like that it's been there for a while.
Right, it has been, because I was terminally ill at the time that this was happening, and now I'm better. And so now I can be able to deal with it. And I think she's killing my brother personally on top of that. And she's poisoning
I agree.
Him.
I feel there's something there. I'll tell you this very often. We have our heart and our tears behind you. You know, Charlotte, please, you know there. Be careful and tread lightly, because she is up to some stuff, and that is very sad. She's really after the parents' financials, what both of us perceived. And we thank you for calling in. Psyche's gone wild.
Okay,
giving
thank
us a
you.
Chance here. Yes, go over and try out
hey,
for our prize that we're giving away. And those of you tuning in at psychesgonewild.com, you can win a prize. Tonight we'll be giving away prizes. I have to go ahead and get a name here. So as we guys were talking just a few minutes here, I'm going to have Chris tell you a little bit about what his beliefs are. And can you use crystals, Chris, to tell fortunes? Are they just beautiful stones?
No, I use candles a lot. But mostly I use candles when I'm having I use them to meditate, but a lot of times I'll use them if I'm wanting to ask questions and stuff. I'll light a candle and just try and meditate and just open my chakras and my open mic, just stop my thoughts and see if I can't hear, God kind of drop something in on me. And he normally does, and that's really sweet. So, and what was the other one? Candles and the...
Crystals.
And the crystals, oh, yeah, definitely crystals. Oh, yeah, they are, I myself have a lot of rocks, and the crystals are, I consider them to be one of the best ones. They carry a lot of positive healing energy and protection, and I have some crystals myself.
Perfect. Those of you tuning in, I found our winner. Carrie Brosnick, you won. You've won a piece of Florida. I will be sending you a beautiful shell that has the little stars on it for the beautiful 4th of July that begins this July. And you've also won yourself a very nice crystal necklace that you can wear. It's a heart shape because you took our heart, and we love you here on PsychesGoneWild.com. You will be receiving an email telling you that. It takes 3 to 5 days to get to you, but you won it. And I'm so glad. Thank you for being one of our fun people. Tune in again, because we always are giving away prayer prizes today. We give away prizes later, and we've got some surprises coming when Psychics Going Wild goes to the dogs in August. Remember, it's time to get that reading. 831, let's have some Psychics Going Wild fun. It's you, 831.
Oh, hi. This is Karen calling. I'd love to have some fun, but I'm not sure this is it's about my siblings and their feelings towards me, and I'm not sure that's going to be a lot of fun, but I'm willing to listen anyway.
We can have fun with that. We don't care. We can always trade them in for a puppy. As you can't buy a puppy. Put up for an adoption with your baby. Tell them to be good. They could be tricked in any day now. There's a Labrador that loves you out there. It's happening. I'm doing it. There's something here with them, with the siblings and Karen. Man, we've got to laugh, because this is not the brotherly, sisterly love that you'd expect. I'm feeling a lot of energy around you. I'm also getting some backstabbing going on here.
Yeah, a lot of it. Okay, that confirms it. How bad is it? I mean, is it like some of the worst you've seen or what? I mean, it feels really bad. I'm wondering if it'll ever lighten up.
Karen, you don't like when they stab you lightly and fork you around like a salad? What's the matter, girl?
Yeah, really, I'm so uncooperative.
Oh, my goodness. Help us here. What are you feeling, Chris? What are you help our friend here, Karen, with this family situation?
Yeah, I think there's... I'm sensing that too, and I think it's a lot of left brain kind of more mental jockeying for position and stuff, and wanting to be the best, the one in the family that's the kind of matriarch or patriarch of the family, and so it's a real kind of left brain thing, with a lot of thinking and stuff, and I pulled a card on you, and it was a stand your ground card. So that to me says, you need to stand your ground in this. So speak up if there's something going on that you feel like it's kind of out of sorts. Say something to somebody about it.
Well, I have been. That's why I'm the troublemaker. But that's a great card to pull because it gives me fortitude to continue to stand my ground, much to their dislike. Yeah. Yeah, it's like their way or the highway, and, you know, their way is, of course, always at my expense, and when I want anything fair, it's like they act like I'm trying to push them around or I don't know. I mean, they act like I'm being unfair when I try to establish fairness, and it just seems really unworkable. Is that kind of what, what you're bringing up there?
Well, go ahead, Jester.
I'm agreeing on that. We're all... Yes, I feel that, and I feel that they're telling me that part of the energy that's going to happen for you is that they said that you, you know, they said that no matter what you do, they said it doesn't seem to be doing, you know, they said, do you want any other readings or another energy with you? And they said, yes, it's going to be a strength for them. So I have to feel what the guys are saying is this karma is happening out, and what's getting caught is that people are picking up the truth about you with them. So as they're going through it, it's really a waste of time that what they're doing.
People are picking up the truth about me as they go along and do this? Is that what you're saying? I didn't quite get all that. It sounded important, but I'm not sure I followed. I'm sorry.
Okay, I feel like they said there's something else going into another work with it, and they said that it's also going into another switch, and, you know, and they said it goes into the end, and they said, and then I said, what that has to happen is they said it has to take into another level for them. And I'm getting the most saddest strength from you that nobody else is going into another work for you but you. So I have to go with that a little more. I have to even strengthen that up. I have to go back with it. And they keep saying that there's another development that's going to be able also to go through for you at this point. And it is that the family's going to go through a couple more months of other stress, there's other weird stuff. It's hard to go in the negative. Now, you guys, bear with me a little bit. And they said this is where the prayers and the angels are working so hard. They said you're also dealing with another situation there that's not always the most positive work for you because there's other people liking the fight.
Okay. Other people are feeding off of it liking. Okay.
Yes.
I'm not surprised. Other people are liking the fight. Yeah, I think they're benefiting from it financially.
I feel that, and I feel like they're also telling me that they're also going through another part of your guides' work, and they're also making sure that everything else is not only going into what you had, but also another part of the other part of your work, and that is, and they keep using that word, and I'm going to tell you what it is it's karma. They're saying this is the energy that you two have together, and this energy your family has with you more than, you've got one that's just really jealous. There's a sibling thing going on with you that's so sad that I feel like that no matter what you're doing, you can't win for losing there.
Okay, I don't know which one, but it seems like it could fit anyone. But
I keep feeling it.
I feel like
it's. I feel like it's ironically with you. I'm feeling male.
Male. Okay, my brother Mark.
He is really got, and it's like, whoa to you, Ann. It's just like, Ann, I'm hearing all this, but I'm like, oh, my God, you know, breathe, my friend. And then it's like, he's like, me, and he's putting this out to everyone. He's also back stabbing for his own energy in hopes that he can get other situations. He feels like he's going to get some things from this. He's going to be able to actually cope with some of this that he's put out, and it's just really sad.
Is it going to come back on him? Am I going to get clear? Do you see any kind of an outcome for this? In the intermediate future, because you said the next few months, maybe beyond that, or do you see it working out okay for me and not for him because of what he's putting out? Or
what do you feel, Chris, with that? What do you feel is going to happen with him coming back on the karma of what he's doing to her and family?
I pulled an accelerated motion card on that, but I do feel that people aren't listening to you. And you're kind of out there in the boat and lake it by yourself, you know. I feel like that if you hold your own and keep talking, you know, and stuff that that it will work itself out, you know, if you just stay with what you're doing.
Okay. You guys are great. You're really spot on. I'm
going
to listen to the archive again. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
You've been great. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it immensely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Those tuning in, we're loving it. We're loving this with Karen. We want to go ahead and I know a couple of you are teasing me, but we cannot actually right at this point do the show in any other way than what we've been doing because someone just asked me, where's the other part of our show? I don't know what you mean. We are Psychics Gone Wild. That's what we are. The other part of us is wilder. So grab a hold of those phones and do it. We've had a great time tonight. Everybody that's tuned in, we had a few minutes to promote this show. We loved all of you. Remember, it is 773-897-6461 all through the week. Don't forget to try out some of our new people. We love you, and we'll be back Monday night with Gary Wimmer. So talk to you then. Good night.